Every summer, about a dozen teenagers study environmental issues as interns at Pittsburgh's Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. Stopping by the Allegheny Front's studios to learn about environmental journalism has become a regular part of their program. This year, we recorded several of the young people talking about what they see as our most pressing environmental problems and their assessments of how those problems are being addressed, as well as their hopes for the future.
My name is Atif Wilandana, and I'm 16. I think that, you know, there are a lot of problems, you know, with vacant lots and energy sources, sustainability. But I think one of the most pressing issues that we have is energy sources. Not only do we have to replace fossil fuels with sustainable resources, but also we need to change our lifestyles as well. Instead of, for example, some people advocate, like, using, instead of gasoline cars, using like electric cars or, you know, basically turning what we have, like coal and gas, into more sustainable forms of electricity. But what I think is that, you know, we can use less energy as a whole, you know, instead of using more sustainable resources so that we save more. I try to use more public transportation and try to walk more. I don't use lots of energy at my house and those sorts of things.
My name is Maya Kazada Sheikh. I'm 17.
Maya, what do you see as one of our most pressing environmental problems?
Energy sources, I'd say, and moving away from unsustainable ones.
Do you think that this is being addressed in a significant way?
Not so much. On a small scale, with a couple of organizations who have really dedicated themselves to it. But really, it needs to happen on a more large scale to have the effect that is necessary to.
So if you could wave a magic wand to solve the problem, what would you do?
I'd say all at once, my magic wand would just make fossil fuels unavailable.
Hello, I'm Bero Mara, and I'm 18 years old. And in terms of garbage and other things, I guess there is a lot of things we throw out. Some things we could kind of reuse and, I mean, don't even think about it or don't even take action. And over time, all those garbages turn to harmful waste and sooner or later kind of leak to the underwater. Ever since I joined this program, I kind of start recycling, putting cans and bottles in different places. And I mean, I guess I usually used to put them together with the trash.
I'm Lauren Robinson.
And I'm Denise Porter.
And we're high school interns at Phipps Conservatory Center. And you're listening to the Allegheny Front.
To see the interns recording in our studios at the first LEED certified green station in the nation, go to AlleghenyFront.org.